Hello, welcome to Torah Imecha Parsha. My name is Michal Horowitz, and today we are studying Parshas Chayei Sarah. Parshas Chayei Sarah is made up of 2.5 prakim. It is not a very lengthy parsha, and in terms of topics, there's less that happens than in the other parshos, but of course it is not less important as the previous parshos that we have studied. So in Parshas Chayei Sarah, we begin in Perek Chof Gimel. I'm going to just give you the parsha overview before we get to the topic of today's podcast. Perek Chof Gimel begins with the death of Sarah Imenu, and tells us about the burial of Sarah Imenu, including most notably the purchase of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah by Avram Avinu and the burial of his holy wife Sarah, our first foremother. Perek of Dalet is a lengthy perek. There are 67 verses in Perek of Dalet, and it's the first shidduch in the Torah. We have the marriage of Yitzchak to Rivka, the second matriarch and patriarch. I am going to be focusing on, probably not expected, Perek Chof Hei. I would like to give you something a little bit different. So we are not talking about the Ma'aras HaMachpelah and the death and burial of Sarah. And today's shiur, we are not going to speak about the first shidduch. Rather, I would like to focus on an insight in Perek Chof Hei. So what is the topic of Perek Chof Hei? Perek Chof Hei begins with Vayosef Avram. And Avram continued, Vayikach Isha, and he took a wife after the death of Sarah, Ushmo Keturah. Avram Avinu, after the death of Sarah, married a woman named Keturah. Rashi famously tells us that this is Hagar. And after Sarah died, he retook Hagar, and he had more children with Keturah / Hagar. Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Zion. Avraham. These are the days of the years of Avram's life which he lived. Asher chai ma'ashana b'shivim shana v'chameshanim. Avram died after 175 years. Vayigva, and he expired. Vayamas, and he died. Vayamas Avram, and Avram died b'seva tova zakein v'saveya. At a good old age, an old man, he was full content. Vayasef al amav, he was brought into his people, and his sons Yitzchak and Yishmael buried him in the Ma'aras Hamach Pela. Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Yod Aleph. Vayhi Achrei Mos Avraham. It was after Avram died. Vayivarech Elokim es Yitzchak Beno. Elokim blessed Yitzchak his son. Vayeshev Yitzchak in Be'er Lachai Ro'i. And Yitzchak settled or dwelled near Be'er Lachai Ro'i. And then the Perek ends, actually not ends, the Perek continues in Toldos, but the Parasha ends telling us the offspring of Yishmael. I want to focus for today's shir on this Pasuk, Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Yod Aleph, and it was after the death of Avraham, Vayivarech Elokim es Yitzchak Beno. Elokim blessed Yitzchak his son, and Yitzchak settled or dwelt in Be'er Lachai Ro'i. So Rashi says, what does it mean that after the death of Avraham, God blessed Yitzchak his son? Rashi says, Nichamo Tanchumei Avelim. He consoled him with Nichum Avelim, the consolation of the mourners. Rashi is quoting from Masechta Sota Yud Dalet Aleph. And the Gemara there, and I'm going to quote the Gemara for you, Sota Yud Dalet Aleph. What does it mean that God blessed Yitzchak his son after the death of Avraham Avinu? So the Gemara is going to explain as follows. The Gemara asks there, Sota Yud Dalet Aleph. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chama, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, says, "My dichtiv." What does the pasuk mean in Sefer Devarim Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hey? Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Tilchu. Should go after Hashem your God. V'chi efshar lo la'adam lahaleich achar shchina. Is it possible for a man to go after God? V'alo kvar namer. Doesn't a pasuk say in Devarim Perek Dalet ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Achalhu? God is a consuming fire. So Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina says there's a contradiction between these two pasukim in Devarim. One pasuk tells me to go after God. Another pasuk tells me God is a consuming fire. How could mortal man possibly go after God and fill the directive of Acharei Hashem Elokechem Techu, if God is a consuming fire? So the Gemara resolves this apparent stira, this apparent contradiction, and the Gemara says, you know what it means to go after God? Ella, lahaleich achar midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should go after the ways, emulate the actions, the attributes, the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu ma'bisha rumim, just like Hashem clothes the unclothed. Af ata ha'bisha rumim, so too you shall clothe the unclothed. What is the proof that God clothes the unclothed, that he provides garments for the naked? As the Pasuk says, in Sefer Parashas Bereishis, Perek Gamal, Pasuk Chaval, Vayas Hashem Elokim, Adam Kol Ishto Ksonos Arvaya Bishem. After Adam and Isha sinned and they ate from the Eitz Hadas, the fruit of the tree of knowledge they were not supposed to eat from, Hashem Elokim made for Adam and his wife garments of leather and he clothed them. So this is proof that Hashem clothes the unclothed. We should emulate God's ways. We should clothe the unclothed. Okay. Next example of the Gemara for going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikur cholim, God visits the sick. Af ata baker cholim, you should also visit the sick. What is the proof that God visits the sick? As the pasuk says, Perek Yud Ches pasuk Aleph, Vayere lav Hashem be'alone Mamre, and Hashem appeared to Avram in the plains of Mamre. Avram was sitting at the entrance to his tent, third day post Bris Milah. He was in pain from the Bris Milah. Hashem came to visit the sick. So the Gemara says, you know what it means to go in the ways of God? You should visit the sick just like he visits the sick. What other chesed should we do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichum avelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers comforts to the mourner. Af ata nachem avelim. You should also offer comfort to the mourner. What is the proof from the Chumash that God comforts the mourner? Dichtiv, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Chayisara, Perachavei Pasuk Yir Aleph, Vayhi acharei Mos Avraham, Vayivarech Elokim es Yitzchak Beno. It was after Avram died, God blessed Yitzchak his son. What does it mean? It means he came to comfort the mourner. So we see in our Parsha, when it says that Hashem blessed Yitzchak, Avram's son, after Avram died, it means Hashem comes to do Birkas Nichum Avelim. There could be no more real expression of that than God himself coming to comfort the mourner. And then the Gemara gives one more example of Chesed of Hashem that we should emulate. What is the final example brought here by the Gemara? HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivur meisim, af ata kivur meisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buries the dead. You too should also bury the dead. What is the proof? Very end of Devarim vayikbar oso begai. After Moshe Rabbeinu died, lo yada ish es kruaso adayam azeh. Nobody knows his burial place until this day. We are told at the end of his osa bracha. So who buried Moshe? So the Gemara says Hashem buried Moshe. So you should also be involved in the mitzvah of kivur meisim. So this is the Gemara. Again, to recap, the Gemara says we have a pasuk in Devarim that tells you should go after the ways of God. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina says, what do you mean go after the ways of God? How could mortal man go after God? God is a consuming fire. So how do I understand the imperative, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telchu, walk or go after God? So Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina resolves this and says, Lahaleich Achar Midosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should emulate the ways of Hashem. What does that mean? To do chesed, like he does chesed. He does Malbish Arumim, clothes the unclothed. You should do Malbish Arumim. Very nice. Hashem does Bikur Cholam. He visits the sick. Like he visited Avram after Bris Milah. You should visit the sick. Hashem comforts the mourners like he did for Yitzchak after the death of Avram Avinu. Parshas Chayisara. Perachav. Hey. Pasuk Yirav. So you should also comfort the mourners. And finally, Hashem buries the dead like he did for Moshe after his demise. You too should bury the dead. By the way, it's important to have this Gemara, I think, in mind when you go to fulfill these mitzvahs. If you're involved in the mitzvah of chesed, a clothing drive. If you know that there's a family who is unfortunately in dire straits and you help procure or purchase clothing for that family, you should have in mind that not only are you doing chesed, you're actually emulating the ways of the Ribono Shel Olam in fulfillment of v'halachta bidrachav, going in the ways of God. When you go to do bikur cholim, you're not only doing bein adam l'chavero, you are also doing bein adam l'makom in emulating the Ribono Shel Olam. When you go to do Nichum Avelim, Lo Aleinu, it should be after 120 years, everyone should live to a ripe old age and a full life. And you go to fulfill the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, you should have in mind the Pasuk in Parshas Chayisara. You're not just fulfilling the mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but you are fulfilling the mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom. You are emulating the Ribono Shel Olam who took time from running the whole world to go bless Yitzchak, i.e., Birchas Tanchumim, to bless him with comfort after the death of his father. And these are things that we should have in mind when we fulfill these mitzvahs. Interestingly, there is another Gemara, a Masachah Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos 133b quotes the pasuk from what we know as Az Yashir, Shabbos Perek Tesvav, Zeke Liva Anvehu. This is my God, and I will anvehu. What does that mean, anvehu? This is my God. The people said Shira after creation. Kriyas Yam. So from one of the things that Moshe led the people in Sam is that Keli va'amvehu, Elokei aviva Aron memenu. This is my God. I will laud him. I will exalt him. I will glorify him. I will beautify him. How do we anvehu? What does that mean to laud, glorify, exalt, beautify God? So the Gemara gives a couple of interpretations. For purposes of our shir, I'm going to quote Abba Shaul Omer. Abba Shaul says, va'anvehu. It's a contraction of anivahu. Have a domelo. You should resemble God. I should resemble God. How could I resemble God? Anvehu, have a domelo. How should I resemble God? Says Abba Shaul, mahu chanun verachum. Just like God is compassionate and merciful, af ato, so to you, heye chanun verachum. You should be compassionate and merciful, just like God is compassionate and merciful. So anvehu is have a domelo. Be like Hashem. What does it mean to be like Hashem? It means he has mercy and compassion. You should have mercy and compassion. So these two pieces of Gemara seem to, we don't know, do they contradict each other? Do they complement each other? Why do I need both? If you tell me in Sota Yudad Al Aleph that I should go after the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lahaleich Achar Midosav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, I should emulate the ways of Chesed of Hashem. Why do I need Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel that tells me Anvehu Have Domelo Mahu Chan Vrachum Af Atah Chan Vrachum? If you already told me to be like God in Sota Yudad Al Aleph, then why do I need Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel? Rashi says on Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Lashon Anveu Anivahu Se Atzmi Kimoso L'Davek B'Drachav. That's Rashi on Gemara Kuf Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Basic. Go look it up. Rashi says Anivahu Me and God Se Atzmi Kimoso. I will make myself like God. L'Davek B'Drachav. I will cling to His ways. But I don't understand. Sota Yudal and Alf already told me to go in His ways. Oh, you should do Nichum Aveilim because God does Nichum Aveilim. How do I know God does Nichum Aveilim? Because in Parshas Chayitzar, the pasuk says that after Avram died, Elohim blessed Yitzchak his son, and this is interpreted to mean Hashem did the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim. So why do I need Shabbos? Kuf Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis. Why do I need you to tell me to go L'Davek B'Drachav, to cling to the ways of God? Anivahu, me and him. He is merciful and compassionate. I should be merciful and compassionate. You already told me that in Masota Yudarav. No. I heard this question posed by Rabbi Shai Schechter, and he offered a very beautiful answer in the name of Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim today from Yerushalayim. Rav Asher Weiss says these two pieces of Gemara are teaching us two very different things. So to Yudalad Aleph, you should clothe the unclothed, you should visit the sick, you should comfort the mourner, you should bury the dead, is teaching you the actions that of Chesed that you should do. God does actions of Chesed, you should do actions of Chesed. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis is coming to tell you how to feel, to remain compassionate, to be chanun v'rachum, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes a person could become so busy doing chesed, they forget to feel compassion for the person on the receiving end. Sometimes a person has a checklist. I need to call this one, do that one, visit this one, raise funds for this one, attend this levaya, Rachmana Lislan. I'm so busy doing chesed, I forget to feel the pain of the person on the receiving end. I forget to be chanun and rachum like the Ribbono Shel Olam, because I'm so busy with my checklist of what I have to do today that I forget how I'm supposed to feel for my fellow Jew today. So of course we need both pieces of Gemara here. The first one teaches me, the first one that we quoted, Sota Yudalad Al, teaches me the actions of emulating God and doing chesed. Yes, you should clothe the unclothed, and yes, you should visit the sick, and yes, you should bury the dead, and yes, you should comfort the mourner. But don't forget your compassion. Don't become immune to the pain of the person on the other end. Don't become mute to their pleas. Don't look at it as another checklist that you have to do. Don't forget, Havei Domelo, be like Hashem, L'Davek B'Drachav. To cling to His ways means to be a person who is merciful and compassionate, who is feeling, who cries with someone else, who rejoices with another Jew, who feels their pain, not only fulfills their need. And that is on Perichav Hei Pasukit Alv and Parshas Chayisara. Vayhi Acharei Mos Avraham. It was after Avram died. Vayivarech Elokim Es Yitzchak Beno. And so we emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam not only in doing chesed, but in remembering to be merciful and compassionate to those people with whom we share this world. Thank you for learning with me, Torat Imecha Parsha. My name is Michal Horowitz. I wish you a wonderful day, a good Shabbos, and Be'ezrat Hashem, I look forward to continuing our learning next week.